Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, guys. We are here live on Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
I'm Stephen Leng.
And how are you, Stephen Leng?
I'm all right. I got here by the skin of my teeth.
Literally just walked into the studio about 3 minutes ago. You've had a mare with the trains.
Yeah, I mean, and I was saying just before we came in, I mean, I get a bit nervous because, like, well, I was getting a bit nervous because what do you do if you just can't contact anyone? You're in a tunnel on the tube.
It's a worry.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be going solo for a little bit. I thought I was sleeping, but what am I going to do? I thought I was going to start singing some Adele.
Oh, not that again, Bob.
You've really missed out, guys.
I'll make sure. I'll pull the emergency handle next time.
Just to save our listeners from...
The world gets some Bobby Adele. Yeah, well up for that.
But you all good apart from the train nightmares?
Everything fine, yeah. You all right?
Really good, thank you, babe. Are you enjoying the little bit of weather we've had today?
Yep, I'm going out for a little dinner afterwards and we're going to be sitting outside. I mean,
Oh, nice. What are you going for food-wise?
I don't know, actually. That's a good point. Somewhere in Stratford.
Oh, so, nice. Bit of Stratford.
Always feels like you're a bit like you're on holiday if you're like eating in Stratford. Don't know
holiday
why.
Bar, especially if you're set outside.
Yeah, lovely, beautiful.
I think we've only got a couple of days left of the sun, they say.
I'm going to a festival in Portsmouth this weekend, so
nice.
Hopefully there'll be a little bit more.
So, fingers crossed. We'll I think it's meant to be 20. Look at me, the weatherman.
Always tune in
to Access All Areas. Bobby Norris, I've got the weather, I've got the lot, we've got the tea. Yeah, I reckon 20, but that can't be said like globally.
Well, yeah, that's London, maybe not Portsmouth by the sea.
Yeah.
And maybe see Jamiroquai.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, don't really know what to expect, but
going with an open mind.
Yeah.
An open mind and an open heart.
Okay. I'll do that. But I'm going with my two nephews as well. That's
nice.
Yeah. They like a bit of live music.
And so, even if it rains, like the atmosphere, you'll just embrace it anyway.
Will I? Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah,
go with it. We'll take a little umbrella just in case, babe. But 20 degrees, you should be all right. Anyway, guys, moving on from the weather, because you ain't tuned in for that. As always, we've got a jam-packed show this evening. And we're going to be bringing, of course, the showbiz tea. And we've got two guests live in the studio this evening.
Wow.
No Zooms today, so
wow,
it's lovely
great.
To have a couple of guests in. We have got Drag Race, Pixie Polite, yeah. So we've got a little bit of Pixie, and we have got Love Island Zachariah Noble, so we're going to be getting all the reality goss.
Yeah, fab, well done with that.
Talking of goss,
yeah,
let's start with our time old faithful, a little bit of showbiz news. What's caught your eye, Mr. Leng?
Well, I mean, Kanye West is running for president again, Bob.
Oh, I know. Didn't he try and do this before?
Yeah, he got 60,000 votes. Now, in a country of like 380 million people, that's not a huge amount.
Not the best kind of statistics.
No. But yeah, apparently, he's gonna be running again. He thinks that his new partner, forget her name, Bianca Censori, will make the perfect first lady. And we're going to be treated to yet another shit show that is the American presidential election this time, Kanye West.
It's the gift again. That keeps on giving, American politics,
isn't it?
Isn't it? Like,
I mean, if it's not bad enough, you've got. I mean, Joe Biden, fine, but he is in his 80s. And,
God bless him. And he's fallen over a few times.
He has, as happens when you get that old. And Trump, who might be doing it from prison. So, I mean, and then Kanye West, I mean, they really are spoiled for choice.
I mean, who would you vote for?
Well, I'd vote Joe Biden because that's the best option, isn't it? I'm not going to vote for Trump or Kanye West, but I mean, like...
I keep seeing memes of poor old Joe falling over, and I do feel a little bit sorry for him.
I wouldn't... Can you imagine being in your 80s and still... doing that, I mean, that's not even like, you know, doing this. This is,
that's
a hardcore job. You know, I don't think, I feel a bit sorry for him because he's the only one that can run from the Democratic Party. I mean, this is not politics.
Yeah, this isn't the politics show.
But, you know, like,
funny
that's just my little bit. What about you, Bob? What's caught your eye?
So what's caught my eye? I mean, it has been a week that keeps on giving, as I say. So I've seen Katie Price. So allegedly, she's saying that she wants to find a fan to carry her sixth child for her via surrogate. And she wants the whole thing to be filmed for a new TV show. What's your thoughts? Because it's all sourced and it's alleged. So it hasn't come from Kate's mouth.
Look, I like Katie Price. I think she's like good, classic British reality TV star.
Absolutely.
Right? There does come a limit when you think like, you want to have a sixth child via surrogate. Is the best thing to do when you want to do that, to put it into a reality TV show? Maybe it is. Maybe it is for her. But maybe I'm not going to watch it, if that's the case.
See, I will be watching.
Would you?
Yeah. And the thing is, again, when it's a sauce and it hasn't come from someone's mouth, you've got to take it all with a pinch of salt, haven't you?
I'd say a hefty pinch of salt for something like this, though. This is...
Yeah. So I'm not really truly invested thinking it's fully genuine. Yeah. If Kate goes onto Instagram and posts something, or she does a live or thanks on the story, I will believe it more, obviously, once it's come from Kate's mouth. But I think very much in the world of reality TV, if she was to find a fan or one of her followers on social media to be her surrogate, I do think someone would give her a TV show about it.
It's given me... Do you remember when Paris Hilton had her Find a Best Friend show?
Yes.
It's given me that vibe. And, you know, I don't think that worked out too well for her finding, you know, an actual best friend.
Was it like a British best friend
there was a
she wanted?
One as
yeah.
Well.
And then didn't Jodie Marsh find a husband on a reality show once?
I mean, there's lots of different reality shows for lots of different sorts of things that you're interested in, right? I don't think finding a surrogate from your Instagram followers, I mean, to me, that just sounds a bit, well, laden with problems. There's lots of potential issues there. So maybe in theory it might be a fun little project, but the reality of it seems slightly different. I don't know.
It's one of them, and if it's confirmed, you can bet your bottom dollar me and Stephen will be speaking about it, and we will be following this journey.
Yes, it's true. And I mean, this is the thing. It's not like there won't be interest. I just don't know how inclined I would be to sit down and watch. Also, what channel would it be on? There's so many, like, moral implications of doing something like this.
Do you think it's the fact it's come out and they're saying that she wants one of her fans or her followers to be the surrogate more than if she went, I just want a surrogate? Because I think we're in a generation now, which is a good thing that people are a lot more accepting a surrogate as they should be, because it helps so many people. So I think we're well past the days that people judge people using a surrogate, because some people just don't have an option, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely that there's people out there that are so kind to do that for someone. I think it takes a very special person to carry a baby for someone and then hand it over. Mm-hmm. I think that must be incredibly hard. But I don't know if what the thing is that people thinking it's a fan or a follower, is that what's kind of ruffling feathers, do you think? Because if she just went, I want a surrogate, would there be this much? Would you still have the same feeling, or is it the fact it's a TV show that gets on your tits?
I'm going to get on my tits.
you're not going to watch.
I'm just not going to watch, yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't annoy me. I just think that, like...
he's not annoyed.
No, I'm not like graffitiing a house and throwing water balloons at her. Like, I'm not that annoyed. But I just mean, like, for something like this, I don't know, just feels a bit intrusive. Now, to be fair to Katie Price, she's documented everything in her life.
Yeah.
For the last sort of 20 years, you know, we've had all sorts of different kinds of shows from her. And now I think she's selling these on TikTok and stuff, isn't she, as well? I mean, like, she's had lots of different iterations throughout her career. So I don't know. I won't be watching, but I understand that this is the kind of thing that people would be interested in.
I will watch for both of us, and I will bring all the updates to you guys here exclusively on Access All Areas.
I appreciate that, Bob.
Parking Katie aside, what's caught your eye?
Well, also, I have to say, did you ever watch the infamous Fyre Festival Netflix documentary?
No, I feel I missed it. Obviously, I've heard about it and seen stuff on social media. I feel it was like quite an iconic, almost up there, like culturally with like a Tiger King kind of
thing. Yeah, it was, right? So there was this big Fyre Festival that was... held on some island somewhere in like Barbados or somewhere like that. And it was supposed to be, you know, one of the biggest, most influential, most successful festivals of all time. They got all these Instagram people to come. People paid thousands of pounds, dollars for tickets. And then it was a complete disaster. You know, people were put up in these awful tents. There was no food. They ran out of water. There was lots of stuff going on. Well, it's coming back for a second round. They're going to be another Fyre Festival. And apparently it's already sold out. Will you be going, Bob?
Absolutely not.
Have you ever been to a festival, like a camping festival?
Never done a camping festival. Okay. I've done like day ones.
Yeah.
But no, I've never camped. I have spent one or two nights in a tent here and there.
Okay. Glamping's not the same thing though.
Yeah, but... I mean glamping. Yeah. I say tent, it was a teepee. No, actually no, tell a lie. Primary school once they took me to a camp. and I had a tent. And the only thing I remember about that, you know, I've got a sweet tooth, a mouthful of veneers and not a tooth left in my head. But and we had to put all our sweets in like tins. Do you remember they used to be like quality tin?
Yeah.
They used to have chocolates in a tin before it was a box.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember having all like my Pick-a-Mix in a little Quality Street tin. And that's because the squirrels used to break in when we was out collecting wood and water. And they would nick like my cola bottles.
Sorry, collecting wood and water. What kind of camp was this?
Well, when I say collecting water, I mean it was probably like a very small punnet of water. Is it a punnet of water?
A punnet of strawberries.
A little pail of water, stick, matches, that kind of thing. It was, I think, just trying to embrace the flavour.
But safe to say you haven't done it since.
Yeah, and it wasn't really a bit of me. I'm much more, I like an ensuite. Do you know what? I like an hotel.
You don't like digging a hole in the ground, is what you're telling me.
I'm not that bitch.
You're not that way inclined.
But I don't mind glamping. I do quite like a teepee.
You like being outdoors, but just in a nicer sort of, with a proper bed.
Indoors with a little bit of creature comforts.
Yeah, fair. So safe to say then you won't be going to this.
Won't be going, but me aside from going, well, it's sold out now anyway. I'm crying into the microphone right now. I'm gutted, but the tickets were £400 each, or $400.
Yeah.
Can't get a ticket for love nor money now. Do you think this is becoming so popular off the back of the Netflix thing? Because let's have it right. If it was on paper and you was going to look at like Yelp reviews or Google reviews, I'm guessing there'd be a lot of one stars. If you was telling me, right, there's this thing, it's really shit tense, there's no water, I ain't going to go, do you know what, I'll give you £400 next year.
Yeah.
It wouldn't float my boat.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're calling it Fire Festival 2, because it is just the people that were behind it, right? So, I wouldn't be trusting these people to put on a whole new event.
And I can hear my name being scraped off the PR list as we speak.
that flight to the Caribbean, yeah.
It's been cancelled. Ticket withdrawn for Bobby Norris.
If you were offered a ticket to like Glastonbury, say though, would you go? But or would you only go if you had like a teepee
or a caravan or something? I wouldn't. Do you know, it's a funny one, isn't it? If there was someone there I really wanted to see, I would embrace
Spice
it.
Girls.
I'm not a prince. If the Spice Girls was there, I'm there. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not a princess. Don't like, contrary to belief, I can get down in the mud.
Yeah.
I can.
You can do it.
Yeah, I can hold my mud.
They'll always be able to find you because of the teeth, though.
You're always seen by the teeth. You don't need torches when I'm about. I just smile and I light up the way like a mouthful of stars. So no, I wouldn't write it off. It's just something I've never got round to really doing. And I think it's more as well, there used to be a certain festival, I don't think it exists anymore now, but I remember hearing horror stories that people used to wee in bottles. I love that you know the exact festival. Allegedly people would like piss in a bottle and throw it and you would end up getting a golden shower whilst watching, I don't know, Sugar Babes.
Justin Timberlake.
Or, yeah, maybe Timberlake. Yeah, probably weren't Sugar Babes. But do you know what I mean? And I'm not the kind of boy that wants to stand in a field in Chelmsford dripping in piss. Do you know, it don't do it for me.
People were paying good money.
Yeah, and if I've had a spray tan done and I've had a blow dry... Ooh. Because ammonia ain't no good for a spray tan. Do you know what I mean? It's the one thing. It's the short tail sign that the fake bake is going to be falling off.
Yeah, fair.
So I don't want to be in a field. And also the long queues for portaloos.
Yeah, I mean, that is a nightmare. When I went to Glastonbury, there was all of that. And then there's always the rumour that someone's fallen in one of the loos. I love that story.
Well, they fall in.
Yeah, because they're not all like portaloos. They've got a thing called the long drop.
Oh,
could you guess what that is?
I'm guessing
just a big trench that people just do their business in.
Okay,
and then there's been rumours in the past that people have fallen in.
Oh dear! And you know what the thing is as well is obviously I can see the perk of it being summer. In theory, it's nice and it's dry.
Yeah.
But the reality is, from what I remember of my tenting days when I've been camping once. Is when it's hot, actually waking up in a hot tent with condensation, it's not a very nice thing.
It's not. Very stuffy.
Very stuffy, no air. And I'm very, I'm really funny about recycled air. I like fresh air.
Okay.
I like a window open, even if it's snowing outside.
A bit difficult in the radio studio right now. You're struggling in here, Bob.
Yeah, we are very lucky. We've got a little bit of aircon.
Aircon, right, and fine.
And in my head, that is fresh air. Because it's going into the percolator and it's spitting back out. Is it called a percolator?
No, it's not. I don't know what it is called, but it's not that.
It's filtered.
But yeah, I'll take that, yeah.
But yeah, it's just something about fresh air blowing through. And in a tent, especially if you're in a tent with, say, four men. Have you ever slept in a tent with four men, Stephen, and woke up all full of condensation?
I've slept in a tent with three men.
Mm. And how did that turn out for you, babe?
It was hot. Yeah.
On that note, let's move forward.
That was classic reaction. It was my ex-boyfriend. Yeah, we will move on. Are you excited to see NSYNC coming back?
See, I didn't know if this was just like rumour mill, but because it's apparently connected to the film Trolls, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts? Do you want to see them back?
No, not really. No. It's never as good the like fifth time round, is it? I mean, I'm not even that bothered about... I mean, we just mentioned Justin Timberlake. I'm not even really that bothered about his solo career anymore. Are you?
Do you know, I mean, he's a salt.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know he's all right to look at. Mm. But yeah, I'm not... If he was at the O2, I'm not rushing going, do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if the world's really necessarily crying out for an NSYNC comeback. I might be wrong. Do you know what?
Was you interested even first time around?
Yes, actually. Yeah, I would say I probably was. Yeah, because it was kind of the age when I was like listening to a lot of pop. Well, I'm still listening to a lot of pop music now. But I mean, like first getting into sort of pop music. And, you know, they were sort of around.
See, I wasn't a massive NSYNCer.
You weren't?
I knew that there was a couple of classics,
I'm just
obviously.
Boys, I'm doing
he's doing the puppet dolls for you. I mean, one or two, like, classics, obviously. But, yeah, they weren't my go-to band. But good luck to them. I like that old JT's getting involved again, because sometimes you see the breakout star kind of don't want to know.
Yeah,
know
that's
I mean?
True. Yeah, I think they're all still pretty pally, right? Like, I've seen videos of them.
Yeah, seem quite close. Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's a bit of nostalgia. We live in that kind of generation now. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, good luck to them. Will you be buying a ticket?
To
if
go
they
see,
do a little tour.
To go see Trolls?
No, like if they do a little tour, because this could be the start of something. They might go, let's see how it is. We've got a song now, like the Trolls.
No.
So write that off.
Yeah, definitely not.
So we won't be going to the festival or to NSYNC.
Yeah, we're not really... I won't be watching Katie Price's show either. I mean, I'm not really giving off a good impression today. It's just no, negative.
That's all right, babe, but we bring the honesty here.
That's exactly it. That's what people expect.
Absolutely, babe. So... This week is like every other week. I've been out and about and I'm beating the streets of London. So I've done a little bit of Bobby on the street.
Lucky street,
absolutely. And this week, obviously, you know, it's like I'm scrolling through the old social media and I saw like it's alleged that Ekinsu and Davide of Sparked Rumours, they're back together because they've been like basically pictured together. I think they've actually posted their own photo having a romantic dinner in Turkey for her birthday.
I saw this. But did they post one together or was it like two separate ones and then people are putting two and two together?
Two separate ones, right. But you know, it's like there's eagle eyes out there now and people kind of put two and two together. Have they got four or have they got 36? We don't know, but let's just say they've got four and that's the route I went down today. So I thought, you know what, let's just say, let's go out and about, ask London Town, who would you like to see? Because if we talk about it, time-old celeb couples, there's been some power couples over the years.
Certainly has.
So it got my brain tinkering and I thought, who would we like to see back together? And I thought, it's the perfect question for Bobby on the street.
Great.
So went out and about in central London today. I'm going to ask you, before I play a little teaser, you know where to find the real, all comes out, the full episode will be Friday, and you follow us on our new Instagram account, it is at AAAFUBA over on Instagram, so make sure you're following, guys. On Friday, we'll get the full Bobby on the street. I'm going to give you a little teaser now, but Stephen, one celeb couple you can have back, who would it be, babe?
Well, Madonna and Guy Ritchie.
Oh,
I think.
Why?
Because I just think they really epitomise that sort of like early noughties, like a big director, big pop star. I mean, they obviously weren't very well matched, so I don't know if it would work out well for them two. But I would just like to see it. And also it would be a big surprise, right? But anything, you know, Madonna, I'm obsessed, so...
Yeah, that's a good... So they weren't... If I listed five or even 10, wouldn't have been there. But now you say it. And that's why I love doing Bobby on the street, because sometimes you get answers and I'm like, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And you get some little throwbacks.
Fair.
See, mine would be, and I think I've mentioned it once or twice over the years, but very much Brad and Jen.
Oh yeah, fair. Yeah.
Fair. I mean, I still held hope for it.
I mean, I think they're both... Oh no, isn't he with some lecturer or something? Some biology. Yeah, so I don't know.
He's just, I mean, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm not on that bus, unfortunately, Jen. So please don't slide in the DMs. But
again.
Brad, yeah. Well, Jen, I've told you once, I've told you twice. It's just not going to work out, darling. But Brad, on the other hand, if the lecturer pisses off, call me. Because he's just getting better with age.
Do you reckon he's had a little bit of work done?
I would hate to comment.
He's nearly 60.
It could be very, very good moisturiser.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we all know people that have said that over the years.
Yeah. So, guys, let's just have a little teaser of Bobby on the Street. Here we go.
Maya Jammer and Stormzy, definitely. Yeah. I thought they were a power couple, to be fair. Because I thought they looked good together. They look really good together.
Yeah. Jen and Brad.
Yeah, Jen and Brad.
Oh, it'd have to be Priscilla and Elvis Presley. The reason being, I just think they were like the first celebrity couple. They look good together. They're the first sort of couple that the world had their eyes on, really.
Maybe Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Sean and Camila, because of how steamy they were in Senorita music video, and I think they had great chemistry.
Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris, because I like them both.
Perfect. And it's like nice when you
it's probably a toxic relationship, but...
Oh, you liked that one, didn't you, Bob?
Yeah.
Sean and Camila. Sean and Camila.
Could you see that one happening again?
No.
No. Apart from that, what's caught your ears on the, any surprise ones for you?
Well, I mean, Elvis and Priscilla, I mean, I think they're both dead, aren't they? So chance of them getting back together.
No, I don't think she is. I think Elvis much is dead. Fine. Unless you believe the rumour mills, I think there is some conspiracy,
but
it's ain't a show for that. But
yeah,
apparently
true.
He's living somewhere as a gardener, I've heard. But
lucky him.
I can't confirm or deny that. But anyway, we're going to go to a little trail, and then we'll be back with the lovely Pixie Polite. We will see you in two.
FUBAR Radio presents Access
All Areas. We have the absolute icon, legend, Janice Dickinson.
I'm here.
Do you still enjoy doing reality shows, or do you now see it as more of like a part of your job that you like have to do?
I do really enjoy it. I don't enjoy the actuality of eating fish eyeballs.
Well, yeah, there's that side to Amazon.
Or goat gonads, or vagina of cow.
Yeah.
But you do like the sort of social side, do you? Like just
the social side was fantastic. Just getting to know people and sleeping with people and eating with people when we didn't really have enough food.
This week we have Natalie Balmain, winner of Channel 4's Make Me a Prime Minister. We do have a serious problem with the standard of our public servants and the behaviour they display both in office and in ministerial office, no?
Absolutely, 100. We're an embarrassment.
Yeah.
You know, we're a nation that once purported to be world leaders. But now with the people we have in charge, we can't even lead ourselves.
Well, we are leading the world in terms of idiots and clowns in office, I think.
Please do. You remember back in the day when it used to be like fashionable, or it was the thing to do when you'd go on Facebook, and you'd be like, "Hello, I'm like in a relationship." And what was the other one? It was it's complicated. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, it's in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Or it's complicated. But then what it used to do, it used to pop up on the feed, so you'd be sitting there.
Yeah.
And then in the feed, it would be, I don't know, Jess, whoever is now single. So you like that one. Or poke them. Did you poke them? Then you give them a little poke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give a little virtual poke.
Yeah.
Just to go, I see you're single now, babe.
Yeah.
Facebook were great, wasn't it?
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Access. Yeah, it's FUBAR Radio. Access All Areas, and we are live. And guys, we are joined in the studio by the lovely Pixie Polite. How are you, darling?
Hello, I'm very, very well. It's lovely to be here.
And you're all dressed up, which is lovely.
I am. Yes, I've. You know, I'm a busy woman these days, so I've got to be ready for anything.
just how busy since? So has it been a year since?
It's been over a year since filming, and in a few weeks it'll be a year since sort of the announcement of my season.
How's it been?
It's been a bit of a roller coaster. Reality TV is everything you expect, but also nothing you expect, I think.
Right, like what do you mean?
I don't know, it's just, it was a very strange experience, like, because I was quite well known in the sort of the gay scene, the drag scene beforehand. So that's obviously like a small little taste of what's to come. But going on Drag Race was very much a different kettle of fish. In terms of people stopping you on the street and, you know, hating you online and all that sort of thing. But it has been fab. I'm not going to lie.
How do you find the social? Say hating online. Do you come across, or did you, especially when you was airing trolls? Because as amazing as social is, it can be a bitch, can't it?
See, it was a very quick learning curve. I did get personally lots and lots of it, of all the girls on my season, but I'm very much of the opinion that I don't really care what other people think as long as I'm happy with what I'm doing. So, it's not too bad.
It's particularly bad with the drag race fans, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the gays are brutal. But other than that, everything else from this whole last year has been pretty fantastic. I've done some amazing things and I'm still very busy.
Booked and blessed.
Yeah, booked and blessed. You know, we did our season 4 like tour around the country. I've performed at the Royal Albert Hall.
Incredible. And,
you know, I've done all these amazing things that I never would have got to otherwise. So it's been pretty amazing. And now I'm here on Food by Radio.
Yeah. So you're just like a block and delete kind of girl. Because everyone handles trolling differently. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Are you someone that you take it to art? Or can you just go block and kind of just zone it out?
I can now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually now, I'll either block or sometimes I'll just ignore it completely.
Yeah.
Or if I feel fancy, I might just reply with a little joke. Yeah. Someone said to me the other day on Instagram, they said, oh, you could try finding a foundation that matches your chest next time. And I just replied saying, PayPal me the money and I'll buy one.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you know what? I've got a bit of a, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show before, my grandpa has suddenly taken off on TikTok doing magic tricks.
Oh, was he?
Magic tricks.
Magic tricks. He's just had his first
in
couple
drag.
Of videos. In fully drag. No, not in drag. In grandpa drag. And he's just started to get sort of videos that get over sort of 10,000 views. So he's getting comments and stuff. But some of the comments are mean. And I'm like, this is an 86-year-old man.
Yeah.
And like, who are these people that like get off on just being mean to people online? Like, I find it, and now I'm seeing it from a real personal perspective, you feel quite differently about
and
it.
Be like,
I think
that's my fucking granddad.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. It's really bizarre. So, but then he doesn't even really know what he's looking at. Do you know what I mean? So I guess he doesn't care. But yeah. So just it's interesting.
As long as he's happy posting his little videos,
yeah,
that's all that matters.
Magic Grandpa on TikTok, look him up.
Oh, absolutely. I always like to know when it comes to like when people finish filming a show or it pauses and takes a little break. Let's talk group chat. Is there still a group chat? Has anyone left yet? Have you left?
There is a group chat. We still do all talking actually. And yeah, everyone's in it.
Oh, so no one's left?
No, you know.
There's some that post more than others, maybe.
Well, yeah, but some people are better on their phones than others.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I mean, I think when we went on our tour earlier this year, it sort of did solidify a lot of those like bonds between us as friends. I think a lot of previous seasons, and I'm sure on a lot of TV shows, you'll look like best friends on screen and then you won't really talk or maybe even get on at all off screen. But we've been very lucky our season that everyone is just really nice and we all do get on. Everyone's pretty easygoing.
It does seem a bit more of that with UK Drag Race maybe than US. Or is that just an illusion? I don't know.
I think the UK drag queens, bar a few, are generally a bit more humble.
Right,
and a
yeah.
bit more like, I don't know, gritty and real, you
yeah.
know, in terms of like
less pageant-y and yeah. that sort of, yeah.
Less airs and grace.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We're more likely to tell each other the piss off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. but also like help each other out, which doesn't
yeah,
necessarily
I
happen
so.
In the US one, I think, which is nice.
So I'm always intrigued because UK is the only franchise where there is no prize fund. What's your thoughts on that? Like, do you think there should be?
Well, I think it would be nice if there was, but I kind of, in a way, like that everyone's equal in that way. Mm. You know, even the winner doesn't sort of... Maybe that's a really pissed, stupid answer, but... Yeah, I don't know, because I think sometimes, especially in America because they are so, you know, la-di-da about it. I think, I don't know, maybe I'm just a bit too much of a socialist. I like everyone to have the same. But I mean, it would be nice if there were prizes, because I mean, even in America now, like even if you win a challenge one week if you win something small, you'll get a little prize. I mean, I wouldn't mind a few little prizes.
Like a little cruise around the Caribbean.
I mean, because I won a couple of little bits and, you know, I would love a cruise around the Caribbean if you're listening, BBC. Thank you very much.
That would be great. Good luck asking them. Yeah, sure. But it has been, on the whole, a positive experience for you then, would you say?
I mean, it's definitely had its ups and downs, like, you know, adjusting to being well-known was, as I say, like, quite difficult. Because I think you can sort of, you expect what is going to happen, but you don't really know how it's going to feel until it does. Mm. But I think I'm very content in what I'm doing and where I am in life. And I don't think at this point I'm any worse off than I was. So like, I'm just going to be thankful for things that I've got and the things that I'm continuing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
Very good way to be. I'm always intrigued because obviously Drag Race is pre-recorded, isn't it? So you film everything and then you kind of go back to life and wait for that to air, basically.
Yeah.
And once you've lived...
Terrified.
And once you've lived and breathed it, obviously you kind of know the reality of the reality TV show. And then once the series drops and you watch it back, obviously TV shows have to be edited, otherwise they would be like 4 months long. Being 24
I don't know if you've ever watched Drag Race Philippines, they don't do much editing there. Sorry, carry on.
It's a live stream.
What gets edited and from how they played it, like the narrative of that story and that series, do you think it was true to like, are you happy with the edit everyone got?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, off the top of my head, there's nothing I can like think of that seemed really out of pocket. I mean, you know, they're always going to add little sound effects and music to like sort of portray things in a slightly leaning kind of way, but
that's just Drag Race generally.
Yeah, I think overall it was pretty much as it happened. Like, there was nothing really I watched and thought, wait a minute, that's not quite how that happened. Well, I say that. There's a few times where I thought, wait a minute, I said much funnier things than that and they've included the less funny things. But, I mean, you know.
That's subjective for the as course. Well, isn't it? Yeah, like, I guess the editor.
Maybe
might.
I just think I'm funnier than I am, who knows?
Have you found, there's obviously drag as a whole has really found itself like at the front of like a culture war at the moment, hasn't
yeah.
it? Which I think if you would have said sort of 10 years ago when before Drag Race UK even existed, it wasn't like that. Have you found there's been a change to how people perceive you? Have you had any more issues in public being dressed up or anything like that?
Yes. I mean, when I started drag about 8 years ago, and when I started for the first 2 or 3 years, sometimes you would get a comment here or there in public, but it was more just sort of general homophobia. Mm. And then there's a period, maybe it did coincide with Drag Race UK, where it felt like the UK society was maybe being a bit more open, a bit more accepting. Or at least if they had a problem, they were shutting up. But yeah, the last year or two has started to be very difficult. And even, you know, I feel quite privileged. I have had a platform. I can do certain things. And, you know, sometimes if I don't feel safe going to a gig, I can get in a cab, for example. But there are a lot of drag performers, queer people in general, who don't maybe have that luxury. And it is a hard time right now. We are in the throes of this culture war. And all we can really do is just continue to be ourselves and fight the good fight. You know, we fought for queer rights before in the past. And if this is the latest issue they want to throw at us, we've been through worse, so we can do it again.
It does feel like drag's really at the front of it, though, doesn't it? Like, it's such a weird... it's difficult to watch sometimes. Like,
well, it's this sort of ongoing discourse about trans people and trans people being a danger, which of course they aren't. And I think they sort of, well, the people who are pushing that agenda bled over into drag queens, because to them, we probably look like the exact same thing, but drag queens are more in your face, more colourful, more clownish in a way. So they probably felt like we were an easy target to continue that kind of bigotry. And you know, it probably helps them that drag is very big right now. Like, Drag Race has propelled so much drag content, not only onto various television shows, whether that's, you know, quiz shows, talk shows, whatever it is, but also in adverts and on social media. Like, we are everywhere. So maybe they do feel under attack, but I don't care, screw them.
But I think homophobia, definitely, it's so interesting. I'd say 18 months, it's definitely got, because we had turned a corner. Obviously, there's still a long way to go that homophobia is no longer a thing. I think, sadly, as long as I'm walking this planet, like, in our lifetime, I'd like to think it won't be a thing, but I'm very aware it probably still will be while we're still here, hopefully by the time grandchildren act down the line. But it's definitely kind of got worse. Do you think?
Yeah, it has.
Do you notice that? I think for everyone in the community, and even just the term homophobic, like phobia to me, I'm scared of heights. I've got a phobia of heights. Fucking terrifies me. And when someone says, oh, don't worry, he's just homophobic, I'm like, but is he really phobic of the homos?
Or is, he just a twat?
Or are you just an absolute arsehole? You know what I mean? Because yeah. Like, I will shake like a shitting dog if I'm on a bridge and everything looks like ants and it's really high. But do you feel like that when you see a gay man or a drag or a trans? Yeah. Like, to me, are you phobic or, like you say, just a tosser?
I think probably just a tosser.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to approach it as well, though, right?
Yeah. Pity him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting because I have people in my life who would never have sort of thought to question me about stuff, or I've been out, you know, nearly 20 years. And suddenly I'm getting questions from people being like, what do you think about trans people in bathrooms and stuff?
Yeah.
And you're like, why are you asking me this question? And like,
well, because
why
in
do
their
you,
minds, we're
you,
all the same.
Well, and, but also, why do you suddenly care about this? And it's obvious why you care about it. It's because you're reading things that are convincing you that it's a problem when it's not.
Yeah, you've been fed a narrative.
Yeah.
I mean, trans people have been in bathrooms as long as...
Exactly.
You know, people have existed. Exactly. As long as bathrooms have probably existed.
Yeah. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Which is a pretty long time.
Well, yeah, probably like the Romans or some shit. I don't know.
Do you think it's homophobia that's stereotyping over? Because there's been a little bit of backlash that Cheryl Hull was received after being announced that she's going to be a contestant on Celebrity MasterChef. Do you think that stems from homophobia, that people are going,
absolutely,
we don't want a drag queen on MasterChef? Well, she can make a lovely cake, do you know what I mean? Or she can do a crepe.
Yeah.
Let her put a pin.
Yeah,
do you know
let
I mean?
Her show her soggy bottom on the television.
Yeah, get
that's
yourself
fine.
Raisin flour out and beat them eggs.
I mean, even the Cheryl thing on MasterChef thing's like strange to me, because last year Kitty Scott Claus was on it. The year before you had Bag of Chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's
so suddenly, what's the difference?
Suddenly
what's the
it's difference? Become a thing that's on the BBC. Yeah. So they're even talking about their own show, and you're like, why are we giving this airtime?
Yeah.
And now we're talking about it here. So, I mean, I guess the problem is just, but it's difficult, isn't it? It's like, it feels like the world's changed a bit.
If you don't worry, baby, you can't catch it. Do you know what? just if you see one of us on the train or making a cake on MasterChef, you're going to be just fine when you wake up in the morning.
It's difficult. I mean, drag is essentially supposed to be about joy and fun.
Mm.
And if you can take an issue with that, you must have a pretty boring life, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Never been to a decent drag show. Maybe that's the problem.
I mean, got to stick up their butt. Or wish there was one. Either way.
What have you got coming up in the near future? Anything exciting?
God, loads. I mean, to be honest with you, I've had a very busy summer. I've been doing prides here, there and everywhere. I've still got a few more before the end of the season. I'm just jetting around. I'm up in Edinburgh, I'm in Margate, I'm in Plymouth, I'm everywhere.
Busy bitch.
Busy,
do you
busy
like
bee.
Do you like that, or does it get tiring?
No, I love it, because, you know, I come from a world of drag, which is like the very sort of more traditional, like singing in a pub, drag queen. Mm. So I'm used to working the circuit, I'm used to travelling around, and, you know, doing Drag Race has given me access to so many more places and venues that I never would have gone to otherwise. I just like meeting new people and being camp, really. So yeah, I mean, other than that, I've got like just a few random bits going on. You know, I'm talking to you today on the radio. I've got like a photo shoot coming up with a designer, like it's like a collaboration thing. I've got big plans for Christmas. I'm doing Panto. If you're a London native, feel free to come see Panto. We're doing The Hunger Gaze at the Two Brewers in Clapham.
Oh my god, I love
Sounds
that
incredible.
Which is an adult panto based on the Hunger Games.
no shit.
So yeah, I'm keeping busy and I'm doing my thing. So, I mean, essentially I'm doing all the same things I did before, but sometimes something really exciting will come in. So,
do you think drag is very different in the UK to what we see in other franchises, especially like America, the way drag, because I mean, from our generation, like, at our age, but drag queens, that's like, say, pub performers, or you go Grand Connect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, drag, like, but to me, that's what we grew up on, drags. When we saw drag or heard of drag, that's kind of what our conception was of it. Do you think it is a very different ballgame in the States?
It is, but I think over the years since, probably in the last 15 or so years since the American Drag Race started, UK drag has evolved slightly based on that sort of more American style. like the traditional stuff still going strong. Like if you want to see a 60-year-old woman in a blonde wig and a sequin gown, you can find her and it'll be fabulous and you have the best time.
Well, we'll be halfway to heaven when we've had a few
people. Oh, mama. That's where I'm going later.
Fab.
Yeah. I'm covering for Miss Penny. Come down. But yes, yeah, drag has changed a lot in the UK, but I still think it's very unique.
Yeah.
I think that's why Rue loves the show so much, because we have a very distinct sort of sense of humour as British people. Mm. And we also have, I don't know, just as it's like I said, a grit, a realness to us, which I think some of the American sort of veneer off themselves in order to seem like, you know, the next Beyonce. Mm,
which you're never going to be.
No,
no, there is one Beyonce. Thank you very much.
Oh, babe, thank you so much for coming in, Pig. So it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio. Where can everyone find us? You're performing Panto. What dates are they on and where can I get tickets?
You can get tickets from outsavvy.com. Link to that is on my social media. You can find me personally on Instagram, Twitter, Threads now, which is the new thing, YouTube, TikTok. It's all Pixie Polite. Yeah, come see Panto. It's going to be camp.
I'm into that.
Stephen, we're going to go. We've got to go. Thank you so much, babes.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming
guys,
in.
We're going to go to a little trail, and then we'll be back with the lovely Zachariah from Love Island. We will see you in two.
FUBAR Radio presents Access All Areas.
There was an interesting no-show, I thought, in Harry Styles. Apparently he didn't come because both Olivia Wilde, his ex-girlfriend, and Emrata was there too, and he was pictured kissing her recently in Japan.
Lucky care.
Apparently he avoided because best not to be around two women you've recently been with, I guess, if you're Harry Styles.
See, if I'd have been there, I'd have said to both of them, piss off. Harry, let's go and have a gin and tonic.
So joining us now, we have Count Binface, an independent space warrior. I just wanted to quickly ask you one last question. Let's say you had won that election and you became prime minister. You know, what are some of the big things you'd like to change? What are some of the big things you believe in that our politics needs?
Well, why don't we talk about the old royal family? Because, you know, I don't wish to abolish them like some people do. No. I merely wish to solidify their ceremonial role so that they become the living, breathing version of Madame Tussauds that deep down the public wants.
Again, I've been out on dates where people have gone, oh, like, what do you do? Why do they want pictures? And then I'll just go, oh, listen, I'll do little bits on TV, that's it. And then 2 hours later, when they've had a few drinks, they stop going and say, tell me what happened with this girl. What happened with this? What happened with that? And I think I thought you didn't know.
Well, this is why I think I struggle with my date life, because I just see myself as me. You know, I'm from Oxford, moved to London. That's it. I have a great group of friends. That's as simple as my life is. When I go to date someone, I don't see myself as, oh, I'm a girl that works on TV. I just see myself as me. But then I'm reminded by some of the things that they might do.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
I'm Stephen Lee.
And we are joined in the studio by Love Island, Zachariah Noble. Where are you, mate?
Hello, I'm here. Thank you for having me, got to say.
Great, thanks for coming in.
So welcome, nice to see you, mate. How is everything? Is it still crazy town?
It's still crazy. It is a little overwhelming as well, but it's obviously going to be crazy. Like, I went in a normal guy, I've come out a normal guy. Only difference is I've been slapped onto a platform and everyone sort of knows who I am. So sometimes it's a little overwhelming. Sometimes I've caught myself getting a little bit anxious at times in certain places. But other than that, no, it's a new learning experience and I am enjoying it. Like, it is a laugh.
Are you getting used to people coming up asking for the selfies and recognising you?
Like, I'm definitely used to it now. Like, it's like I sort of... I've always been aware of my surroundings anyway, but now it's like I really go. I can see when some people want to speak to me and don't. So I sometimes even approach them because it's like, you've watched me for 2 months, so you've literally invested a lot of time. People talk to me like they already know me.
Yeah.
So it is funny. It's like, it is a laugh though.
And did you notice sometimes people think that you kind of go, like, you can't hear as well when you're on TV. Like, they walk past and they'll go, oh, it's him. And you kind of, and you
almost, well, they can't remember your name or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and you like... can see them staring, pointing and talking about you. And it's so obvious.
I was outside a shop. I watched you so much. You're my favourite, Josh. I'm like, do I correct her? Like, I'm like, you know what? I can live with Josh. It's not the worst name.
Problem is, in Love Island, there's a lot of people come and go, isn't it?
A lot of people come and go. So it was funny for me. I was like, yeah, you know what? I like Josh. Go on then. Yeah, thank you.
So, mate, was you a fan of Love Island before becoming an Islander?
I think when you live in the UK, there's not many shows we have. Love Island is one of them. So it was one of those things me and my mum watched all the time anyway. And I did sort of always want to kind of get on it. But it's like, I never applied, or it was just sort of, if it happens, it happens.
So your approach, were you? Like,
yeah, I just had a random DM. I was like, you know what, might as well go along. I didn't really think I was going to get it. So it's like, when it started to go through the processes and it got a bit closer, I was a little bit like, am I really going to do it? Because it's so far out of my comfort zone. Like, the whole aspect of it is just, I'm very different to that environment.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just how I am as a person. Like, I'm pretty introverted, I'd say. Like, I'm one of those people, I like my own space. Mm-hmm. I like being able to find my own place. And it's like, I was never really on social media beforehand, so it's like I'm now throwing myself in a place where I'm surrounded by people 24/7. Emotions are high and low in there 24/7, and on top of that, I've got cameras looking at me every second of the day. It's an alien world to me.
So from someone that's gone from being a fan of the show and watching it, you can obviously, I guess you assume you know how it's going to be. Like, oh, I love that show. I can sit and watch it for an hour a night. I bet shit gets very real, very quick. When you get in the video, you're like, this ain't just an hour a day. Like, this is life now.
Like, this is life. This is your life for 24 hours.
Yeah, and with strangers at the time.
With strangers. And it's like, you're trying to not force, but you're trying to get along with everyone as much as possible anyway, because you don't want any problems when you're living in there. And it's just, shit does get real very quickly in there, and its emotions are just so high, so low. When everything's good, it's great. When it's bad, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Have you watched much back since getting out?
I've watched nothing. Nothing.
And have you got no intention of watching it?
I'm definitely going to watch it at some point. I think where I've just lived it, and it's like I know what's happened. So it's like, I don't want to watch anything and be like, that's not how things really went.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I've heard some of the edits and stuff from my friends and stuff like that. And it's like, the only things I've really watched are like the TikTok memes and like a couple fan pages. Some of those videos are hilarious of me.
Which ones?
There's one where I'm fighting a fly for about 40 seconds. Like, some of them are really stupid, isn't it? So...
But you mentioned like having like maybe struggling a bit since you've come out. What sort of like being feeling a bit anxious and a bit overwhelmed by it, or what is it that's been causing that?
I say it's literally just everyone sort of knows who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm coming from a world where no one knows who I am. It's like, just because people have seen me on this show for 2 months, I'm still the same. I'm literally the same dude that went in there that's left. And it's like, even when some people try to ask me what's it like being famous. I'm not famous in my head. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's weird for me right now. But I think it's just when you're out there, and it's like, you know, like one of the things I noticed as well, like such of the younger community was coming up to me. Like, I'm having like 12 years and above coming up and talking to me and stuff like that. And it's just like, knowing that these people are watching me, I now want to do better as well, if that makes sense. And like, be some sort of role model and use this platform for good anyway. But it's just being in certain places, man, it's just like knowing people are looking at you. It can get nerve-wracking sometimes, and it's like, just especially when the world's alien to me, it's just an adjustment phase right now.
Yeah, of course.
Could you call the final? Like, what, once you know what the co was,
I,
do you
I
know?
Call, I called the final. I
was, you just know.
I said me fourth, Ty third, Wit second, Sam and Jess and Sammy first.
Just know.
I was the only one calling it. I was there whilst we was all getting our haircuts. I'm like, nah, this is it. This is it, people. Like, so if I had bets, I'd have won that day.
And are you quite big on gut instinct? Could you just, because I'm not a bit of a vibe perch. You know what I mean? Sometimes if
you're a witch.
Yeah, I'm a witchy poke. Like, generally, like you, I could go da, da, da. People go, I'm just like, I can fear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like when you're in there, it's like, especially towards the end, I don't think it's really judged on the realness of the relationships. I think towards the final week, it just literally becomes a popularity contest. And it's like, I knew for a fact that like I was not in enough drama to even be getting certain amounts of screen time. I was never in there for screen time anyway, so it's just like I knew like me and Molly were probably out of it a lot towards the end, and it's like I saw everyone else's sort of journey and how much like I knew what was going on, because when you're in there you just always know what's going on. But I think last week's just popularity contest, you're not judging people's actual honest relationships and connections and how you feel, I don't think.
So how long has it been since you've been out now? Like 3 weeks?
Must be coming up to about 3 weeks now, yeah.
So how are you and Molly now in sort of the real world?
Nah, yeah, we're brilliant. It's better than ever, to be honest. I'm hearing a lot of rumours we've broken up already. Gotta love media, eh? They love that clickbait. But yep. I literally just came back from seeing her. I was in Doncaster yesterday. She was in LA. She had to come back. She's doing like an advert for something. And then saw her. She's back off to Hawaii today to meet her family, because she's got her birthday coming up on Saturday. But yeah, other than that, I've just been sort of enjoying the real world with her. It is difficult.
Yes, yeah, so I imagine it's very different as well, because also you're not just pushed together all the time like you would be in the villa.
Yeah, it's like I feel like that aspect is quite good though.
Really?
Like it is nice to just actually breathe in a real sort of setting. Mm. But it's like, at the same time, it's like I don't want it to ever become like a work relationship. Mm. And I understand like we are in the public eye right now, and it's like, I'm hearing power couple going around a lot. So it's like,
take it.
Go on then. But it's like, people have really invested time into this, and I think there is no pressure of, I don't want it to ever feel like there's pressure with us to, because of that, if that makes sense. Mm. You know, like, it's like, I just want us to enjoy what we have and that be a bonus.
And not being surrounded by cameras in certain situations, I guess, has its perks. Oh. For a little bit of privacy.
let me not say too much. No comment. But definitely.
Are you very aware, even at night time? Because like you say, them cameras are never being turned off. So even when you're in that bed, like your reaction might be to do something. I don't, scratch your head, I don't know. Or you might get an itchy foot. Do you know what? You're always aware.
You definitely get an itchy foot. It's like when you're in there, I remember one time, it's like I was having a very almost heated cuddle, and it's like you're always trying to stay respectful to, like, my mum was watching, parents are watching, my grandparents are probably watching, so it's like you still want to sort of stay respectful. But I remember it does get heated sometimes, and it's like emotions get high. I remember I was heated cuddle, I look up and I saw the camera went like this. I was like, nah, that's it.
Go to instant flop.
I just turned my shoulder to her, like, leave me alone. I can't do this no more. I got angry.
Because you've had a holiday with Molly and her sister, is that right?
Yeah, we literally just came back from New York.
And how was that?
I was just in New York, a couple of weeks ago.
It was
nice.
Bloody expensive there, though.
Really expensive, yeah.
$5 for what?
I've never been, we were saying last week, never been New York.
It was wicked though. Like,
did you love it?
Yeah, it was proper cool there, man.
And how's the sister? Get on well? Have you got the approval?
She gave me a little interrogation when I first met her.
Oh, good,
the good cop, bad cop sort of vibe. But, Maisie's a proper good one. Yeah, she's. I think she likes me. I think I'm in there. I think the family are in. I'm in there.
What's always funny though is because if you'd just met in like the real world 2 months before, you probably wouldn't be meeting the family and going on holiday with the family. It does, like, Love Island does naturally kind of just make things supersonic, doesn't it? It like speeds things up.
Yeah, I think it's because they've all watched it. Do you know what I mean? It's like they've not missed out on anything. And it's like, I think it's the same with just random people. It's like people really do come up to me like they already know me. So I think it's the same sort of thing with the family aspect. Like, they already know who I am. And it's like, I did get to meet them a couple times, like once in the villa and then a couple times when I was out, so I think they just understand, like, this is good. I'm honest.
And I guess on the outside, well, when you're dating someone, obviously your dates aren't 24 hours a day, so you'd probably have a couple where you've gone for a chicken and chips, do you know what I mean? Or you've gone to, I don't know, cinema or whatever you've done. You don't go to 24/7, so you probably know so much more about each other than you would know dating someone for even 6 months on the outside world. Because even if you go, well, can I see you for 3 hours tonight? You might have a little overnight with each other. But even that, like, if you work on them hours.
I really
struggled in Love Island. Like, I really did struggle. So it's like, she saw my worst parts straight away. And she was okay with him. And it's like, she just, sometimes it's like, I don't even want to have a talk about what's going on in my head.
Mm.
Just sit with me silently, please.
Yeah.
And that's perfect. Like, when you can sit with someone and there's no awkward silences, or I feel like I need to force a conversation, I think that's the first big sign. And it's like, once I saw her dealing with my moods correctly, I was like, you know what?
Keep her.
Keep her.
Yeah, that's nice. I think that is kind of what you want, isn't it?
And it is like, you're so right at the nail on it. When it comes to like that silence, whether it's not awkward, but you can just sit in a room with someone or next to each other on a sofa and not have to just talk for the sake of it, you know what I mean? And it not be awkward. That's rare to find. So when you've got that, you kind of know that's a good vibe. That's because you don't get that with everyone.
No, not at all. And it's where I have watched Love Island before, it's like I definitely had some sort of game plans and had some preconceived ideas about how the people in there were already going to be. So it's like I've gone in there just trying to play a game. Like I felt like I was only going to be in there a couple of weeks as well. Like that was my mindset. Something just me and Molly just saw it happen. It's like after our first conversation, I was like, nah, you know what? I need to see how this can go. And it's just worked out really well. I can't even believe it myself right now.
Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, predictions of other couples, like this year, like, is there anyone that you think's going to go like the full-on distance? Or is there people that you think might just be kind of already a bit like, oh, I'm not sure. Are there people playing the game now? Do you know what I mean? Come on, spill a bit of tea.
spill a bit of tea. No, I feel like... I don't really know if anyone is playing a game. Like when you're in there, it's like you get to see everyone was genuine in there. And it's like whether or not they last or not, I think that's down to them. It depends how they come out and will deal with this new world that we've been thrown into. Like there is distractions everywhere, and it's like you just never know how you're going to react to these sort of things. So I think once they just deal with this challenge, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But yeah, I don't really know about anyone. I've not really kept too in the loop with the gossip. I just know what's real, sort of.
That's probably the best way to be, isn't it?
Me and Molly have broken up 10 times already, so I don't even trust media anymore.
what are you planning to do next? Because it can be a bit of a poison chalice, Love Island. Sometimes it doesn't always work out in terms of like getting huge amounts of fame and success.
Yeah.
What are you planning on doing next?
No, I feel like for me, it's like I sort of said it already. It was like I saw how much of the younger community have watched and invested, and it's like also like I feel like I've struggled a little bit with my mental health while I was in there, because it's like I'm one of those people that it's like if I can't train or eat a certain way, my body reflects it, and it's like not being able to do that usual routine, it's like I felt myself letting myself go slowly, and it's like I came out to a lot of lovely comments, but a lot of the hate I also received was about my body and how I looked. And it's like I'm not one of those people with like that genetic gift of like being able to eat what I want and always look good. It's like I need certain things, just like train routine, and it's like how I look is literally a reflection of my lifestyle. So it's like I want to sort of tap into that, and it's like the whole body shaming thing, it's really shocked me how much it's like really come up, and it's like
really,
it's crazy. And it's like when I feel like when you body shame like women, for example, it's shunned upon, it's, you can't ever do it, it's terrible. And it's, I completely agree. You should never body shame anyone. But when it comes to men, it's almost comical. It's a joke.
Like, it's banter, and it's just like,
I feel like a lot of problems with like men's mental health as well. It's like, we'll read a comment, I'm not going to talk to anyone about it.
No.
Like, it's like, and I think that's the issue as well. It's like, people don't want to talk because it's like, we're now admitting embarrassment.
Yeah.
But in terms of like that, it's like, look, I don't deal with hate. I've thick skinned. I love it. It fuels me. So I've got no excuses now. Back to my routine. Good old Arnie once said it. I'll be back. you know what I mean?
But I always like to ask people, and I've literally only got a couple of minutes left of the show before we end, and I always like to know, let's talk DMs. What are the DMs saying? So even though the public know that you and Molly are together, we know that don't stop everyone. And people like to slide into a DM. Have you had... Firstly, I always ask, any blue tick? Have you had any blue tickers slide in?
You know, I have had a few blue tickers slide in.
Yeah, and what kind of things have they said?
You look so good. It's more like an emoji here and there. Like, I've had a couple like...
Or like an aubergine.
something like that, something like that. But I've definitely had a few, but I've tried to just really just not even look at them. I think this is the first time in my entire existence where it's like, I'm not even concerned about it. Like it's a thing for me as well. It's like it's the first time I've actually just realized like this is something really good,
Yeah.
And it's like, I got no time for none of that. People have just watched me fall in love on TV. Why are you sliding in my DMs right now? Like, what makes you think I want to look at it? You know what I mean? Like, I just...
Do you get the pictures as well? Because I know a lot of girls and a lot of gay guys on TV get dick pics sent to them. And I know straight boys get a lot of, well, you get a lot of things sent to you as well.
I've actually had one dick pic sent to
me. Have you had a dick pic sent to you?
God loves a trier.
I've had one dick
pic sent to me. Bless him.
Who the hell is that person? It's like,
bro.
Fair play to the guys. He's got some bottle warm. He's a little bit of Lolo, love his heart.
He's got some bottle. Gotta love a trier, though, ain't you?
You absolutely have, mate. So. Oh, I absolutely love it. Oh, thank you so much for coming into the studio, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure.
No, it's been a pleasure, bro. Thank you for having me. So, really honestly, it. Yeah, proper.
You're so, so welcome. And where can people find you? What's your social handles?
I say Instagram probably the best one. It's literally Zachariah_Noble97.
Pretty straightforward.
Go give him a follow, but don't be sending him dick pics, boys, because he ain't interested.
You heard it, my Bob. You heard it.
But Stephen absolutely is, so feel free to send him. Right, guys, an absolute cracky show. Thank you again, Zachariah. Thank you, Stephen. Absolute pleasure, as always. We'll be back next week, guys, and make sure you give us a little follow. Bobby on the Street, dropping Friday at Access All Areas Food Bar. Bye, guys.
Bye.